We need to talk about it more if we didn't talk about it before. 4th of July is not a holiday that God would honor. 4th of July is a pagan, man-made holiday that honors war and killing. War and killing. Does that sound like something Jesus Christ would honor? War and killing for a 3% tax. America went to war and killed hundreds of thousands of people for a 3% tax. George Washington was an evil, wicked man. Thomas Jefferson was an evil, wicked man who cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. Thomas Jefferson was an antichrist. Go look it up. It's a known fact in history. Yet America lifts him up. That's because America's drunk on patriotism, freedom, constitution, but they don't know God's word. They don't love God's word. They don't care about God's word, except little bits and pieces. Oh, God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son. That's not going to save you believing John 3:16. Unless you follow in a belief that is an allegiance and a holiness to seek after the kingdom of God. Unless you're willing to do that, you're not going to find eternal life. So 4th of July is a false, ungodly, sinful holiday. Patriotism is paganism and idolatry. Not God bless America. God is going to judge America and the world. Let's say it again so everybody makes sure it's clear. Not God bless America, that false slogan. God is going to judge America and the world. America is a sinful, feminized, paganized, bloated, materialized, sodomized nation that will not escape the judgment of God. There is no hope for America. But there's hope for you if you'll come out of America. If you'll repent and turn from its ways, there's hope for you. And because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, you can be cleansed from all your idolatry, worldliness, sinful ways. And you can seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. Justice and judgment. What is justice? Justice means everything that's wrong, God's going to make right. That means everything you've done in your life that is sinful, you're going to answer for. One lie or 10,000 sins. But if you're under the blood of Jesus Christ through faith and repentance, and you don't live in willful sin, I keep sinning and I don't stop. That is not covered by the blood of Jesus. Only sins you repent of, confess, and walk in the light, 1 John 7 says. 1 John 1, 7. If we walk in the light, that's the truth. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us. Then John says, confess your sins. That means you agree with God, you're a sinner. But you can't confess your sins and keep sinning. Confessing your sins means you stop and turn away from your sin, Americans. You're wasting your life living it for yourself. We haven't talked about this, but God did not give you life and breath so that you could live your life any way you wanted. God did not give you life so you could live any way you wanted. God gave you life so that you could live a life that glorifies Him. See, this whole world is about the glory of God. This whole creation is about the glory of God. Americans think life is all about them. Americans think, oh, this is all about me enjoying my life. It's my life. I'll do what I want. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says we're created in the image of God, and we should live a life pleasing to God, and we should live a life that's holy and obedient to God. But unless you're willing to surrender your life and live in obedience, Hebrews 5:9, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey Him. You get a picture of that sign on the door, hon? That gives us some things. Unless you're willing to obey Him in truth and righteousness. We're going to preach and we're going to lift up Christ and we're going to tell of His glory and His goodness. And we're going to warn neighbors, you can't live this life like this and expect eternal life. If you died today, living your own life, why will you expect to enter the kingdom of God? You're living worldly, you're living carnal, you're living in pride and vanity. Why will God let you into His kingdom? It's a simple question. Why will God let you into His kingdom, neighbor? Well, you can get there by the blood of Christ, but you have to repent and turn. Turn and be transformed. Did you get a picture of that, Sister Amin? Because that gives us the what's going on. That's funny. I asked Sister Amin to take a picture of a business that's got a sign that lists some events. And this company, the store owner came out and told us, she pointed, move on. But she knows we have every right to stand on the corner and preach.
Right.
See, what's hypocritical about these businesses, they love that the sidewalk is a free walk area where they get all their business, but they don't love that it's a free speech area where anybody can come and lift up Christ. They're a bunch of hypocrites. They love money, but they don't love the things of God, or hypocrites for money, because even if they're not Christians, they love money, but they don't love the things of God. They're worldly, at the very least.
Many of them claim Christ too.
Yep, many of them claim Christ. They said, we're Christians, leave us alone. Well, then you should love the proclamation of the gospel going out. So here's a little tip for anybody listening that likes to street preach. So one of the methods I find that works good is we're like in a busy tourist town, is unless it's a corner that is set up and maybe a business is closed, that's a good one. There's a tip. Look for a corner where maybe a business is closed. Then you could set up and you could stay on that corner and most times nobody will bother you. But oftentimes the best corners have businesses that are open and the business owners think you're driving business away from them, even though you're just standing there. For what, sir?
I don't have to shout.
I'm sorry?
So I don't have to shout.
What? How can I help you?
Just letting you know we got a complaint about interfering with other people walking by. Not, we don't care.
Not doing that.
I'm just saying. I'm
okay.
Just
But are all complaints true?
I'm just letting you know about complaints.
Okay.
As long as you're not doing that, I don't...
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I never do that. They don't like the message and they want to run us off the street, but we're staying.
Yeah, as long as there are other people allowed...
No. No, but what I would say is you should investigate instead of kind of accusing me of it. Why would you advise me of something I didn't do, officer? Somebody says all cops are pigs. Should I tell you that? I don't believe that. I mean, seriously, it's like you think I did it.
No, just letting you know that we got made aware of it.
What if they say I got a gun? Are you going to come draw your gun on me? You should investigate, right? Yeah, but you're not investigating. You didn't say, hey, you're not doing that, right? You said we got a complaint, like as if I did something wrong.
I looked into it, saw you work doing it.
Did you see me do it? Okay. So. Can I just share something with you? I'm a total legal street preacher, and I really am offended when police pretend like I've done something illegal. I love you, officer. I'm not trying to be hard.
I'm not trying to give you
okay.
time. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, but nice I really don't... What if you get 20 complaints? Do I have to hear about every one of them?
No.
Then why did I have to hear about this one?
As long as you let people move, good.
Why do I have to hear about every complaint?
I'm just letting you know we got one.
Oh, okay, but I mean... I love you, man. Check out my website, don'tperish.com. So that was a police officer. He's across the street and he's waving to me to come over to him. And I said, why? And now let me explain this. Let me skip beat here. I was talking about street preaching. Now we'll skip over to, I think I'll start a new audio. I'm going to start a new audio. First, let me finish about the street preaching. Then we'll talk about that police officer on a separate audio. So find a corner when you're street preaching. Maybe the business is closed. Then you'll have a lot less hassle. But if you find every good corner has businesses there, go there. The Supreme Court has ruled that standing in one spot and preaching your faith is not loitering. Loitering is when you're taking up a corner and you have no purpose, or you're doing commerce and you're not licensed. This isn't commerce. This is freedom of speech. So you have every right to stand on a public corner as long as you want. If you're not blocking the sidewalk, you can stand as long as you want. And I just had a police officer come and say, oh, they're saying you're blocking the sidewalk. And that absolutely is a lie, because I'm standing all the way next to a garbage can. I might be blocking one side of the garbage can, but there's another side. And so look for places that are closed. and that's a good corner. But I like, Sister Amin and I like to move. So I'll preach at one place for 20 minutes. Then we go down the street, we preach another place for 20 minutes. Then we do a cycle. If it's a small town, we come back. So we're not doing one corner all the time. And I think that's fair to people that run businesses because we're not stopping anybody. I'm watching. We're in front of this business. Sister Amin, are we stopping anybody from going in that store right there?
No, I'm purposely standing far away from the
entrance. Lots of people coming in and out of that store. So the store owner has absolutely no grounds to say we're running people away from the front of her store. So look for store corners that are closed or stores that are closed on a corner and then move around frequently. And that will help you have less trouble in the streets. And that's what I'm all about. As I told that police officer, I'm perfectly legal. And I don't care when people call and make a complaint. Like, I got to hear about every person's complaint. That is just not right. If they got 20 complaints, do I hear every one of them? No. So think about that when you're street preaching. Move. Find corners where you won't be hassled by people in their businesses, but be bold and preach the gospel. Next audio, I'm going to talk about that police officer that just talked to me.